We met him this morning, and basically he invited us to provide reassurances to us that he was very pleased that he initiated a process to support us in the fight against Ebola. Mm-hmm. And he was very happy that America participate in a manner in which they participated. Mm-hmm. And his thrust was to assure us that he is still with us, committed to continue the fight until all of us get to zero and get out of Ebola. And he is also prepared to provide support to us in our recovery programs and our post-Ebola economic development proposals.
Can you talk to us about how Ebola has been able, for example, to impact on things to do with trade, business, and even things to do with tourism, for example?
Ebola has been very devastating to all of us in the sub-region, those of us that were mostly affected by the virus. For my country, Sierra Leone, as a result of the Ebola, most businesses shut down. A good number of the mining companies ceased operations. Flights were canceled to the country. Tourism was almost brought to a standstill. And even within the country, businesses that we are operating scaled down substantially. So there was a considerable slowdown in the economy, loss of revenue to government, loss of revenue to individuals, loss of revenue to institutions and businesses. And the country was more or less isolated. Nobody ventured in. Nobody will discuss business at this time. The only visitors that continued to come in are those that related to the fight against Ebola, health officials, international NGO officers, UN agency officers, mm-hmm. and heads of institutions like the head of and members of the African Development Bank, the World Bank, and others. So there was a considerable shutdown of all other economic activities. So it really impacted negatively on the economy.
Can you talk to us a little bit about Africa's response?
Yes, there was some response that came from our African brothers and sisters, which was appreciated.
What about the healthcare system? What lessons have you learned out of this situation so far so that you can improve the healthcare situation in your country and indeed really around the region and the continent for that matter?
As you may be aware, we were in the process of developing our healthcare system that was destroyed during the war. Mm-hmm. And I must say that we did make some progress in terms of its development. We were not yet where we wanted to be, but we introduced a free healthcare in 2010 that greatly improved the access to health service. It also improved on the maternal and mortality rates. But when Ebola struck, because of the unique nature of Ebola and because of the fear people had not to expose themselves to equally sick people, a good number stopped seeking medical attention from the hospitals and clinics. And that is why we medical services almost came to a standstill. We are trying to reactivate the services in the country. This will require us to improve on the health infrastructure. We will be required to train more of our personnel. It will also require us to ensure that we put in systems that will focus on isolation, prevention, and strengthen our capacity to track diseases, not only to finish up the fight against Ebola, but also to ensure that we develop the capacity that will enable us to fight back any future outbreak. But I think one of the lessons we have learned, which we trying to quickly implement, is the establishment of disease control centers in our countries. I believe with the establishment of centers of excellence of disease control, we'll be able to fight back whenever we have a future outbreak. And it will also help us to strengthen the training of our health officers and maybe put in place structures that will clearly define protocols and processes in the existing health systems.